News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. is slapping sanctions on Russian and Iranian groups over efforts to target American voters with disinformation before last month's election. Sagar Magani has details.
American intelligence has accused both Moscow and Tehran of trying to manipulate voters and undermine trust in elections. The Treasury Department says these sanctions are on organizations that work to stoke divisions among Americans. It says the Russian group's director worked closely with Moscow's military intelligence and that the Iranian group is a subsidiary of Tehran's Revolutionary Guard. U.S. intelligence officials say while Russia tried to prop up eventual winner Donald Trump, Iran tried to oppose him. Both nations say they did not try to influence the election's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In his annual report on the federal judiciary, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts warns judicial independence is under threat from intimidation, disinformation, and the prospect of public officials defying court orders. Puerto Rico has been hit by a blackout, more than 1.3 million without power. Officials say it could take 2 days to restore it. In Panama, ceremonies celebrating the 25th anniversary of the U.S. handover of the Panama Canal. President-elect Trump's threatened to take it back, decrying increased fees Panama has imposed to use the waterway.
En nuestras manos se va a quedar para siempre.
But President José Raúl Mulino vows the canal will belong to Panama forever. Big Ben striking midnight in London as people around the world celebrate the new year. But in Serbia, it turned to protests led by university students demanding political reform. Demonstrations have been going on since the collapse of a concrete canopy in a train station on November 1st that killed 15 people. This is AP News. Among the many remembering former President Jimmy Carter, who died this week at 100 years old, is country music star Larry Gatlin. Marchie Zaraletta has his story.
All the gold.
Larry Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers had been friends with former President Jimmy Carter for decades. The Gatlins even performed at Carter's campaign events, and that led to a show that Gatlin will never forget. He says the band was in the middle of their first song and saw a sight they could not believe.
The Ku Klux Klan showed up with their little band and their little marching white uniforms and burning crosses.
Gatlin says he's been interrupted many times during a concert, but that one sticks out. He says he was friends with Carter all these years because
all
Carter was just a regular guy. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
In California.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
In a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills.
Thanks for listening.
In somebody else's name.